WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL. A Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. It's the news Americans have been waiting for. The FDA is given the go-ahead on the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine.
The Pfizer vaccine against COVID's getting approval for emergency use authorization by the feds. The first dose is expected to ship out soon to go to healthcare workers and the elderly. Delivery giants FedEx and UPS are responsible for getting the doses delivered. UPS's Jim Mayer.
We've informed all of our drivers across the country what's in those boxes and how important it is.
Walgreens issued a statement soon after word got out saying they're going to be working with 35,000 nursing and assisted living facilities across the U.S. to get that vaccine out. Jill Nato, Fox News.
So what will happen with the vaccine in our region? Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser had previously said when it gets here, healthcare workers, staff at long-term care facilities, and first responders will be among the first to get it. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam said healthcare workers and people in nursing homes will be the first people vaccinated in the Commonwealth. Trump supporters gathering in downtown D.C. today for two rallies to protest election results. Amy Kramer is with Women for America First. She says they'll gather at noon at Freedom Plaza and march to the Supreme Court.
Our message is it's not over, and we don't want the president to concede. We want him to continue to fight to expose this voter fraud.
The U.S. Justice Department has uncovered no evidence of widespread voter fraud. The Million MAGA March starts at 11 at the National Sylvan Theater. People on the other side of the political spectrum will be at Black Lives Matter Plaza all day today. Nene Taylor with Black Lives Matter D.C. says it's not a counter-protest.
But we do have a right to make our voices heard in opposition to racism, fascism, without fear of violence from extremist groups such as the Proud Boys.
They're concerned there will be violence like there was on the day of the Million MAGA March last month. In this season of giving, the Red Cross is hoping you'll be willing to donate blood.
The need for blood is always out there, but due to COVID, the Red Cross's Regina Booth Bratton says it's critical.
The demand for convalescent plasma is far superseding what we are collecting in convalescent plasma for local patients and quite frankly, for patients around the country.
She says all blood donations are being tested for the COVID antibodies that can be used to treat those suffering from the virus. Blood drives are taking place around the D.C. region, and you're strongly urged to make an appointment. You can head to the Red Cross's website to do that. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Four large veterans groups are calling for Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie to resign immediately over his response to a congressional aide's allegations of sexual assault at a VA hospital. WMAL Sports, Army hosts Navy at West Point to 3 today.
It will be the 121st meeting between Army and Navy on the football field, but the first time since 1943 the Army-Navy game will get played on the campus of one of the service academies today at the U.S. Military Academy in West Point, New York, where the Commander-in-Chief, President Trump, will be in attendance as he has been three times for this game since elected president.
Fox's Jared Marks. Traffic and weather next.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear The Wise Investor at 9, Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7. And Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Hey everyone, it's Mary for EMP 180, the DC area's gold standard for nutritionally based weight loss. As I've said now for months, EMP 180 has helped me and recently my producer Heather to greatly improve our health by losing weight and adding muscle. But EMP 180 is not just for women. Did you know that half their clients are men? The reality for all of us as we get older, more ailments pop up. But here's some good news. With proper focus on weight management, sleep, healthy eating, and exercise, we can stave off certain diseases. So why wouldn't you do that? In celebration of Men's Health Month from today through the end of the month, EMP 180 is helping our men get healthier with an incredibly special offer. EMP offers remote-based programs, in-person, one-on-one, safe meetings, or a mix of the two. Call EMP 180 Remote now at 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180, or visit EMP180.com. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watch out for an accident now in Greenbelt on the BW Parkway southbound, just south of the Beltway. But before the Good Luck Road overpass, left and right lanes close. The left shoulder is squeezing by, so do expect delays there. Also, slow-going traffic through the work zone on the outer loop of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, where the two right lanes are blocked. Traffic is slow through the area. And also keep in mind that there is a water main break affecting the Rockville Pike southbound. That's still closed between Nicholson Lane and Golf Lane, so you will need to follow the traffic cones to guide you to turn left or right at Nicholson Lane. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies on this Saturday. We will see some very mild temperatures, though, into the lower 60s. Chance for a few stray showers. I think the highest likelihood, though, will come later on tonight and overnight to early Sunday morning. Lows tonight in and around the 50-degree mark, so very mild. Again, on your Sunday, mild conditions. Temperatures back in the lower 60s under partly cloudy skies. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. I just had a virtual Zoom call with Patrick Fingles and his team at New Look Home Design. Their passion for making getting a new roof easy always amazes me. Their customer support they provide from start to finish, it's first class. All you need to do is pick the roof color you want and New Look handles the rest. It's really that easy. In fact, that's a great example. You know, a guy shows up in your driveway in a pickup and says, oh, it'll be about $10,000. How did he even arrive at that number? Does he tell you where that $10,000 comes from? You know, with New Look, you'll get an itemized quote and estimate with total price transparency. Oh, yeah, and back to the color of the roof. You have to use your imagination with that guy in the pickup. But New Look, they actually send you a 3D rendering of your home so you can visualize exactly what your roof will look like. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me. So what are you waiting for? Now through December 31st, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. 800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Bonner. John Gizzi joins us. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
We've seen a lot of coverage of Eric Swalwell's relationship with a Chinese spy. And, you know, we see these stories, John, and they'll be in the news for 48 hours, 72, 96 hours, maybe, and then they kind of go away. Nothing happens. Do you think anything will happen to the future career of Eric Swalwell from this incident?
Yeah, I think he's toast as a result of it. And it should be pointed out that it's now inarguable, thanks to the Venona papers that were declassified from the Kremlin, that the Russians did, in fact, infiltrate the federal government from the Department of Agriculture to the Roosevelt White House. It is now almost inarguable that the Chinese have been in the legislative branch of government. And sources say that Eric Swalwell is only the first of several members of Congress who gave free rein to someone shown to be a communist spy when she came to their offices and may have had a deeper relationship. Now, if indeed Congressman Swalwell violated any National Security Act or any kind of legislation protecting government documents, he's finished immediately. More than likely, this is a political black eye, an embarrassment, and already Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California, the Republican leader of the House, has called for Swalwell to go. This reporter says you're going to hear a lot of calls like that, and sooner rather than later, Speaker Pelosi will call him in for a conversation.
Now, when you say call for him to go, you mean go home or just get off of the House Intel Committee?
Go home. Leave Congress.
A government shutdown averted as the Senate okays a stopgap budget and a defense package, but that only keeps us in business for a week, right?
Yes, we're going to be in for a week, and then one has to reach an agreement between Democrats and Republicans. In particular, the disagreement is about liability for business during the COVID-19 crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants complete protection for business from employees being able to sue for COVID-related issues. On the other hand, Democrats, fueled by their support from the trial lawyers, want it to be tort heaven. In other words, to be able to have free rein for employees to sue. This is something organized labor fails as well. So the main components of the respective parties, business and labor, have some fundamental disputes that led to the stopgap measure and will probably lead to further impasse when talks resume next week.
More Biden cabinet picks making the news this week, and one big question mark lingering about the Attorney General. But first off, let's talk about the new Secretary of Defense, and will it be a cakewalk for his approval?
Absolutely not. General Lloyd Austin has had a glowing record in service of his country as a career officer in the U.S. Army. He's been, among other things, the Vice Commandant of the U.S. Army and the commanding officer of Central Command. He would also be the first Secretary of Defense who happens to be black. But those are unrelated to the problems that General Austin will face. Many senators are very uncomfortable with having the third career military officer in history to be the top official at the Pentagon. Under the National Security Act of 1947, generals and career military officers are forbidden from holding the top job of civilian commander of the military. Now, when they are nominated, and this has happened twice before, Congress has to pass a waiver for them to serve. In other words, General George Marshall in 1950 and General Jim Mattis 4 years ago, were retired, were wearing civilian clothes. But because generals are considered to be lifetime military officers, they had to get this waiver from Congress. More than 100 House members in both the cases of Marshall and Mattis voted no. There is a discomfort level in Congress with former generals having the civilian title of Secretary of Defense. Already, Congresswoman Elise Slotkin of Michigan, a member of the Armed Services Committee, while praising the general, nonetheless said that the naming of another retired military officer to head the Pentagon is, in her words, a little off. We're going to hear a lot of talk like that. One key senator told me that there is a lot of opposition from senators who don't think Austin is up for the job, but will use the waiver as an excuse to oppose his nomination.
So one of the big question marks in a Biden cabinet would be the Attorney General, because it appears as though the Attorney General will be inheriting 4 federal investigations into Biden family members. Who are they suggesting might be up to that task?
Well, at this point, the name is a familiar one to those who cover the maneuvering here in Washington. Judge Merrick Garland of the D.C. Court of Appeals. That's right. Judge Garland, who's been on the U.S. Court of Appeals since 1997, was nominated to the Supreme Court by Barack Obama 4 years ago, but had his nomination held up with a big refusal on any hearings before the Judiciary Committee by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. And Judge Garland has been considered a martyr by Democrats. Many Republicans who wanted hearings now look forward to the opportunity of being able to vote for him. He's considered one of the 2 finalists in Biden land to be Attorney General, the other being Alabama's defeated Senator Doug Jones. He's a former U.S. attorney, and among other items on his resume, he was the 1988 co-chairman of the first Joe Biden for President Committee in his native Alabama.
Isn't that the one that went down in flames over plagiarism?
Yes, that's right. The joke then was Biden's written his memoirs. It's entitled Iacocca.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thank you.
Thank you, and we'll have more on the Biden administration, assuming, of course, Joe Biden is the choice of the Electoral College and certified as president.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, as always. John, thank you so much. 7:16, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Cheryl Atkinson's coming up. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland, but Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center right now.
In Greenbelt, watch out for accident activity on the BW Parkway southbound, just south of the Beltway. Left and right lanes closed. Left shoulder is squeezing by. Use caution through the area. Also, very slow going on the outer loop through that work zone between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard in the 2 right lanes, starting to cause delays as well on 95 southbound, beginning at 212. Also, keep in mind that in Rosling, there is a scheduled building demolition at 1900 Fort Myer Drive, so some streets in the area will be closed, including Fort Myer Drive between Lee Highway and Wilson Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies on this Saturday. We will see some very mild temperatures, though, into the lower 60s. Chance for a few stray showers. I think the highest likelihood, though, will come later on tonight and overnight into early Sunday morning. Lows tonight in and around the 50-degree mark, so very mild. Again, on your Sunday, mild conditions. Temperatures back in the lower 60s under partly cloudy skies. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
48 degrees, 717 on WMAO.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues. Cheryl Atkinson joins us. She has authored Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. It's a brand new USA Today bestseller, and congratulations, Cheryl. That's great.
Thank you so much. I'm really heartened by the idea that this book seems to speak to a lot of people and mean a lot to them. So it's been great.
Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship. And I think we see the meaning of that this week with the revelations on Hunter Biden as of Friday night, 4 federal investigations into the Biden family. And not only did the news media ignore it, but they did censor it in the run-up to the election.
Well, isn't it funny how anything damaging about Trump seems to leak out about him, even when it's false information? But anything beneficial to Trump doesn't leak out, even when it's true. And I think you play the substitution game, as I talk about and Slanted in my last book, The Smear. And you know if the tables were turned or when the tables are turned, there's an entirely different response by the media. And what this has done, I think, Rick, is just undermine everybody's confidence in the media as an institution. Even when we tell the truth, people doubt it because of the track record and because of the fact we don't even acknowledge our mistakes or set out to correct them. And then you couple that with the lack of faith in our other institutions, Department of Justice, public health officials, Congress. I think we're in a bad place when it comes to trusting the institutions we've relied on for at least my lifetime.
And in this case, it could have made the difference in the outcome of the election because it was so razor thin. Well, I want to turn to Full Measure. You host the show every Sunday morning at 10 on ABC7. And something hitting folks when they're doing their taxes these days are the tax laws that were enacted in 2018, where taxpayers cannot deduct more than $10,000 of total state and local taxes. And some of the high tax states now are what, complaining about that? What are they saying, and what do they want to do about it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this was part of President Trump's tax cuts, which ended up, by all admissions, even the New York Times acknowledged, helped virtually every tax bracket. But one thing it did that hurt the high tax states was, as you said, limit the state and local tax deductions they can take on their federal taxes. And so the states are banding together and trying to sue the government and pressure the federal government and convince Congress, do all kinds of things, to raise those deductions again where they can deduct all of their state and local taxes, because they say they're being unfairly punished as a high-tax state for policies that they really can't help. And then on the other side, you have people like Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and John Yoo, who's an analyst we spoke to about this, who say, why is it the job of the rest of the country, that people who don't live in high-tax states, to basically subsidize the high-tax states? And that's, in essence, what happens when the high-tax states get these big deductions. It's like taking a third off of their state and local taxes when they get to deduct it off from their federal taxes. So that's several thousand dollars a year for people, depending on their income bracket. It's meaningful. And so we talked to both sides about what it means and where we think all of this is headed.
You know, 2020 has been a year of an ever-widening racial divide in this country. You talk to author and commentator Armstrong Williams on the show tomorrow about race in America. And what did he share with you?
Well, he's an author who's written a lot and thought a lot about race relations. He's an African-American entrepreneur. And his new book is called What Black and White America Must Do Now. And he has sort of a different take. It's interesting, when I interviewed him, you'll hear him talk about being raised in the South in a actually conservative African-American family. His father, his family were farmers. And believe it or not, some of his unconventional views on life were shaped by Strom Thurmond, of all people. Strom Thurmond being the Republican one-time segregationist senator who turned into more of a civil rights supporter in his later years. Well, Armstrong Williams was introduced in the same state where he lived when Strom Thurmond was their senator, was introduced to him by his father, his own father, and he interned for him, meaning Armstrong got an internship with Strom Thurmond, the former segregationist, and was sort of on the front lines of a lot of history that was being made and formed a lot of his views that are different than the ones you hear on the news all the time about what we need to do, what we ought to do in terms of race relations and the divisions we so often hear about now.
When we hear the term mercenaries, it's a term about fighters, but I'm not sure we have a full understanding to the extent at which mercenaries are involved in our efforts overseas. You have a story on it tomorrow.
We do. Lisa Fletcher did this story for me. She's a great correspondent who looked into basically soldiers for hire, paid soldiers. And she found out that we really spend a lot more tax money than people would probably guess on these soldiers for hire. And we use a lot more of them in our battles and our wars overseas. And it's not without controversy. I mean, there's all kinds of contract soldiers, and they do a wide variety of different kinds of jobs. But sometimes they don't always work for the U.S. government. Sometimes they're out as private contractors for different groups. So she's going to talk about all of those things, kind of dig into this trend of using mercenaries, the good and the bad.
Cheryl Atkison, the author of Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. It's just out. Great gift idea for a family member or friend that needs enlightenment. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
And you too. 724, Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. KT McFarland and Tony Schaefer are coming up.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Many schools are still using remote online learning, so do you worry about the quality of education your son is getting? Vince Colonnais here, and I want to tell you about Fork Union Military Academy. They are now accepting enrollments for an in-person classroom experience with classes starting this January for their spring semester. Located in Central Virginia, Fork Union Military Academy is one of the nation's leading college prep boarding schools for young men in grades 7 through 12. Would your son learn better with a bit more structure? Fork Union's unique one-subject plan curriculum really works to help students reach their full potential. In fact, 100% of their graduating seniors gain college acceptance. Plus, Fork Union emphasizes traditional core values like respect, integrity, faith, character, and discipline. Help your son thrive at Fork Union. Learn more about their spring semester enrollments for a safe, on-campus, in-person learning experience, guaranteed to help your son achieve success in the classroom, in athletics, and in life. Visit ForkUnion.com. That's ForkUnion.com.
You may have heard my story, how I love my Good Feet Art Support so much that I bought the store. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and now one of my favorite things is seeing reviews from other Good Feet customers. Here's one from Terry in Richmond.
I'm a nurse and always on my feet. I have a nerve on the top of my foot that is always giving me problems. I've seen neurologists and foot doctors, and nothing helped until I got my art supports from the Good Feet store. No more nerve pain. I would recommend anyone that works on their feet to get to their store ASAP.
Here's another from William in Newport News.
My back pain is still decreasing, and I've stopped taking all of my pain medications. I've recommended you to anyone who will listen.
Then this review from Garland makes me chuckle.
I've only had Good Feet Arch Supports 4 days, and they are working for me. My knees are getting better, and no pain in my feet. I tell all my friends how I thought this was not a good idea. Man, I was wrong.
The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner, Leesburg at Village of Leesburg, Rockville at Rockville Pike, and other locations in Virginia and North Carolina.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions. And a butter bagel, too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Learn how you can earn a full-time income as a short-term trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. The question line is 888-646-8787.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment, so schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with Wavelight procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in December 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
7:29 Saturday morning update. Hey, real quick, you may recall just before the election, Tony Bobulinski came forward, a business partner with Hunter Biden and the Biden family, put his neck on the line, put his name on the line, put his reputation on the line, spoke out about his dealings with the Biden family. Here's just one example of what he said about Joe Biden when he said he's never discussed business with his son.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
Well, Tony Bobulinski is going to be back with Tucker Carlson. It's this afternoon at 5 o'clock on the Fox News Channel. So interesting interview coming up this afternoon, and we'll all be very interested in hearing what Tony Bobulinski has to say today. That's 5 o'clock Fox News Channel with Tucker Carlson. 7:30 now on WMAL. The news is next. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. A special delivery on its way to all 50 states. The first COVID-19 vaccine by Pfizer has been shipped out after being approved by the FDA yesterday. President Donald Trump.
Pfizer and Moderna have announced their vaccine is approximately 95% effective, far exceeding expectations. These vaccines are also very safe. American citizens participated in clinical trials that were far larger than normal and had no serious side effects.
The second vaccine made by Moderna could be approved in another week. Some health workers and nursing home residents are expected to get the shots in the next few days. It's not over. That's the message Trump supporters are taking to the streets of D.C. today in two rallies. One will start at noon at Freedom Plaza and end at the Supreme Court. Amy Kramer's with Women for America First.
There is no way in hell that Joe Biden won this election. And the American people know it. They're very upset about it.
Judges in multiple states have rejected the president's claims of voter fraud. Nene Taylor with Black Lives Matter D.C. says they're concerned there could be a repeat of the violence at last month's Million MAGA March.
We're working to ensure Black Lives Matter Plaza is one of the safest spaces in the city for people to be encountered and actually hold a space so that they can be safe.
She says people will be gathering at the city-designated Black Lives Matter Plaza all day. WMAL Sports, Army hosts Navy at West Point at 3 o'clock. Traffic and weather next.
This year, let's celebrate a little. A lot of time away from your people makes you miss them a little more. And you're a little more likely to appreciate the stuff that matters most this holiday. So here's a pro tip. Big gifts are out. That's why the Virginia Lottery has a little something for your friends and family. Holiday scratchers. Yes, they are literally little, but we promise you'll get big props. You know what? Let's take a little moment. Holiday scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. It's the little things.
Vince Colonnais here. I know you've heard me talking about Valor Roofing and their amazing Raise a Roof for a Vet program, which awards a new roof to disabled veterans. Listen, I've been to a few of these builds, and I've seen the impact that Valor is making on our community. I can also tell you firsthand, Valor Roofing is all about three things: honor, respect, and trust. I've been there and witnessed Valor's incredible work up close. If you're even thinking that your roof may need to be replaced before the winter weather starts falling, you couldn't have picked a better time to experience the Valor difference for yourself. Here's what to do. Call 833-83-VALOR right now. Mention WMAL. You'll receive 50% off roofing materials, a free upgrade to HD architectural shingles, and no payments or interest until 2022. Again, call 833-83-VALOR or visit valorexteriors.com.
Honor, respect, trust your home to Valor.
Supporting our veterans.
833-83-VALOR.
WMAL Traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The accident on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway just south of the Beltway has been clear. Travel lanes now open. Do watch out for foggy conditions around the D.C. area. A fog warning is in effect, so do use caution. Now, there is construction on the outer loop of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. Three right lanes are blocked. It is very slow through the area. Also expect delays southbound on 95 approaching the Beltway as a result of this construction. Keep in mind there is a water main break that has east-west highway closed in Silver Spring between 16th Street and Colesville Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A fair amount of clouds to start the weekend, but continued mild conditions. Highs in the lower 60s by the afternoon. Should be a very nice start to the weekend. Could see a couple of stray showers. I think the highest likelihood will be along the cold front later on tonight and overnight to early Sunday morning. Overnight temperatures into the 40s in some of the outlying suburbs, low to even mid-50s closer to the Beltway. As we look at Sunday, becoming partly cloudy through the day, touch of a breeze by the afternoon, high temperatures in the lower 60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Retired federal employees, the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Are you stumped again trying to figure out what to give your loved one this holiday season? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and why not give them some hope with a gift card from the Good Feet Store? Think about it. If you have someone on your list who's on their feet all day, has sore feet, an aching back, even plantar fasciitis, wow, what could be a better gift than to help them get back to living the life they love without their feet getting in the way? This offer is good at the Good Feet stores in Virginia, Maryland, and North Carolina. Visit goodfeet.com for the location nearest you.
I got the gift of being more active with my daughter.
I got the gift of working pain-free.
I got the gift of being able to run again.
Give the gift of hope this season with a gift card from the Good Feet store. We'll add 20% to your gift card purchase from now until December 31st. Happy holidays from the Good Feet store. The Good Feet store is located in Leesburg, Fairfax, and Rockville.
Thank you for joining us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us every Saturday morning at this time. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Always great to join you.
Well, a lot of people are concerned about this whole story on Hunter Biden and why we're finding out about it now. And, you know, some people say, well, that's not the kind of thing you put out a month before the election. But there's a report at the Hill. John Solomon writes that 4 days before Donald Trump assumed his presidency, a business colleague warned Hunter Biden he had not paid taxes on about $400,000 that had been paid by Burisma, and he needed to file an amended tax return. And this starts to go way back that he was having these quote-unquote tax affairs.
Yeah, there's two things to break down on this. First, that document, which is out now, was on the Hunter Biden laptop. And this is notable and important to the story because that laptop was with the FBI before the impeachment of last year. So just saying, you know, that this is something that the federal government did have in its possession. We know that for a fact. I've spoken to the man who dropped it off to the feds, a full 8 months before the impeachment. So just saying that that's something that the FBI was aware of. And that leads to my second point is this was something that does show that President Trump was not guilty of anything. Regarding the impeachment, he actually was seeking additional information on this issue, which now we know that Hunter Biden is being investigated for. And despite what Hunter Biden says about tax affairs and tax issues, this is about money laundering. This is about being in the middle of taking money from one place, a foreign source, and giving it to others. And, of course, centering this, and that's one of the reasons I think the Bidens don't want to address it, is who exactly is the big guy? Who got the 10%? Joe Biden refused to take questions on this yesterday regarding the Hunter Biden issue. So, and it was suppressed because obviously the media is a co-conspirator. Other than a handful of folks like Just the News and you guys, there's very few people who are willing to actually take a story, look at it factually, and report on it. If it goes against your political narrative. And in this case, the media, Rick, decided that they wanted Joe Biden. This was an aspiration for them. Therefore, anything that got in the way of that aspiration was literally suppressed. And I think everybody needs to take notice of this. This is Orwellian. This is truly frightening, the way the media stepped up to hide these facts, these known facts that were actually in the domain, public domain, before the election and before the impeachment. At least they were in the FBI's possession before the impeachment. The FBI seems to have taken a side as well. It's frightening.
I want to turn to the election results. I know you have been doing a lot of work on this, a lot of research right. as to what happened. You've authored an article at the Epoch Times. Tony Schaefer, election anomalies too vast and too detailed to be ignored. And tell us a little bit about what you're finding that the major news outlets just don't want to report.
Well, I think that's the key. I mean, one of the things I do, and there's also a video that goes along with that, with Jan Yellick, one of the reporters, there's three categories of potential fraud. Potential. I'll just leave it at that. And the one category is the statistical anomalies. These, you know, horizontal lines are typical, vertical lines, not so typical, a bad thing. And you go to these vertical lines, certain points of the night of counting, the night of the election, that are just beyond any known trend. It's just like they've never existed before. This is like having, you know, Bigfoot come down in the middle of Times Square and announce himself. That's how obvious this is. So that's one category. Second category is that of physical fraud, of actually people observing ballots, you know, boxes or pallets of ballots being moved. Jesse Morgan, being the truck driver in Pennsylvania, witnessing, you know, his taking a truck of 24 pallets. The counters in Atlanta pulling out, you know, what appeared to be, you know, tens of thousands of ballots ready to be counted and counting them. And so the physical fraud. And the third category is the digital fraud, the potential that things were done in the election software either the night of or the day before, regarding ESNS and Dominion. And I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying that if you actually examine the trends and look at the software, that's something that needs to be examined in detail. So, Rick, when you combine the three, if it was just one category, if just one series, one event in each category, you could say, well, there's a little fraud. You know, there's always a little fraud, which is what the new mantra is in the mainstream media. But you can't look at everything and say, nothing to see here. This is comprehensive, and it's extensive. So until you investigate everything, you're going to have a problem with people trusting the voting system, at least in those states and those jurisdictions where this was observed. And I still don't understand. I do, but I don't. Why the Bidens aren't working more vigorously to work side by side with the Trump folks to come to get to the bottom of a lot of these things that are obviously out there and need to be addressed.
Are you aware of anybody that's been interviewed by the FBI or the Georgia Bureau of Investigation or anybody that would have interviewed any of these what, 1,000 people who came forth with affidavits? In other words, if you're interviewed by the FBI, you really can't lie to the FBI without getting in hot water. So has anybody interviewed anybody that where there would be a legal liability?
The answer, I got to be careful here because I'm aware of some direct stuff. And what, let me say it this way. The FBI investigations I'm aware of and the interrogations I'm aware of were hostile. The tone and tempo of the investigations were not to get to the truth. They were to dispute facts and essentially target witnesses. And that's frightening. So far, not so good. I wish I could be more specific at this point, but I can't. But I'm just saying that the ones I'm aware of, maybe this is not, I'm not aware of them all for obvious reasons.
Sure.
I'm just saying from my direct knowledge that anytime the FBI showed up, the FBI is not your friend. And they've made that point over and over again. So people need to be aware that while I do believe there's some level of inquiry going on, that inquiry is not inquisitive. It's not something that seems to be focused on getting to the bottom of things. It seems to me that they're trying to disrupt and dissuade witnesses from continuing to say certain things. That's my opinion.
More to come. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Thank you so much, Tony. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you, Rick.
7:45 Saturday morning update. We'll talk to KT McFarland next. First, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Today, numerous streets will be closed due to the demonstrations that will be taking place. That includes Constitution Avenue between Pennsylvania Avenue and 23rd Street. Pennsylvania Avenue will be closed between 3rd Street and 18th Street. And many of the lettered streets will be closed, too, between I Street, between 9th Street and 15th Street, and 8th Street also in that same area in Northwest. All these closures in effect until about midnight. Earlier accidents on the southbound BW Parkway approaching the Beltway cleared. On the outer loop of the Beltway, you will find slow traffic through the work zone between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, where the three right lanes are blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies on this Saturday. We will see some very mild temperatures, though, into the lower 60s. Chance for a few stray showers. I think the highest likelihood, though, will come later on tonight and overnight into early Sunday morning. Lows tonight in and around the 50-degree mark, so very mild. Again, on your Sunday, mild conditions. Temperatures back in the lower 60s under partly cloudy skies. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
48 degrees now in the nation's capital, 746.
This is Mike Donovan, host of Not Free America on Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on WMAL FM 105.9 in the nation's capital. This weekend on Not Free America Radio, economic disaster looms as our GDP crashes. What does losing a third of our economy really mean? Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo takes quarantining travelers to a new extreme. And we talk facts about qualified immunity in the American police state. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on Not Free America Radio.
For years, you've been thinking about getting LASIK. You've been talking about getting LASIK. And now, it's finally time to get LASIK. Plus, right now, you can save $1,000 on your treatment. So schedule your free LASIK exam today. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism, LASIK Plus may help fix your vision with a convenient and patient-focused experience. You'll be treated by Dr. Neil Wills, one of America's most experienced LASIK providers with over 95,000 procedures performed. Call 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com today and schedule your free LASIK exam to save $1,000. That's 844-211-2020 or visit LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to treating both eyes with Wavelight procedure. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in December 2020 to qualify. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and it is always an honor to be joined by KT McFarland, and she is the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House. She has authored Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Great holiday gift idea for insight into how the Trump administration had so many great successes over its 4 years. And KT, it's great to have you with us this morning.
It's a pleasure and an honor, and thank you for that shout-out. I must say, I went to Amazon the other day and looked at the reviews of my book, and I was stunned. They were spectacular, over the top. magnificent. So I thank everybody, including you, who has said such nice things about what I've written.
Well, my pleasure. And I quote you over family dinners because I need the backup. So thank you for the material you have provided to us in the book. Want to turn to a story that's fascinating, and that's Eric Swalwell. And, of course, Swalwell led the charge during the Mueller investigation against Donald Trump Jr. and all the allegations about his brief meeting with what turned later turned out to be a Russian spy. However, Swalwell has won a little close to home when it comes to Eric Swalwell. He has yet to confirm or deny whether he had a romantic relationship with Christine Fang. It is reported that she is suspected of sleeping with at least two Midwest mayors as part of her espionage work, and she apparently placed an intern in Eric Swalwell's office. Wow.
It doesn't get any better than this, does it? Look, this is just the tip of the iceberg. China has an extensive espionage effort in the United States, and it's not just the typical Cold War-style spying that the Russians did, where they compromised U.S. officials with sex scandals in order to get military secrets. The Chinese spying is in a league of its own. They targeted Swalwell when he was just a junior local politician, although he was in a very important place. He was in the Silicon Valley area, where all of the high-tech industries are, where the National Defense Labs, Livermore and Sandia, are also right there. And so they looked at him as somebody, well, here's a guy we may want to invest in, and here's a guy that may be going places. And
well,
so
he never struck me as the brightest star in the sky.
I'm not going to go there, and I'm not going to go into the sex part of the scandal. But what I will say is that the Chinese are very clever in recruiting people. Now, what are they doing here? Part of it is just an influence operation. They're buying influence. I mean, the lady bundled, to me, the one more upsetting is that she is a Chinese citizen, was bundling cash and donations for this guy's campaigns. So was he soft on China because of that? Was he so anti-Russian, anti-Trump because of that? But the Chinese are also into intellectual property theft, where they hack U.S. companies, research labs, get the R&D for free. As a director of National Intelligence, Ratcliffe, said that the three R's, first the Chinese rob our proprietary information, then they replicate it, and then they make us out, put us out of business. If we become redundant, they replace us. And so that was the other part of their spine. But it's important to remember for everybody who has any contact with Chinese officials or even just Chinese nationals, China passed a national security law a couple of years ago that says that any Chinese citizen, company, representative, if asked by the intelligence services and the defense services of China, if asked to do something, they have to do it. So if they're asked this, let's say, Swalwell's lady friend, she was ordered to find out information about him, ordered to get money to his campaign, ordered to put an intern in his office. She cannot disobey that, or she risks being a, quote, national security threat and put in jail. So, you know, these guys are playing in a very different league than we are. And if they were doing that to Swalwell, just local politician on the make, what are they doing all over the country? What are they doing to people who are already in office? What are they doing to people who are in high positions in the business community, in the think tank community, in the academic institutions? A lot of people are on the Chinese payroll, whether they know it or not.
Well, there's a connection between Hunter Biden and China. And I would imagine the Chinese official that targeted Hunter Biden a while back probably got a raise this week and a promotion.
You bet. Look, they've been bought and paid for a long time ago. Look at it this way, if you're a Chinese official. Hunter Biden goes with his dad, Vice President Joe Biden, on Air Force Two to Beijing. What do the Chinese see when they watch the two of them walk off the plane? Oh, right, I get it. The vice president's here for the negotiations, and the son, he's the bag man. He's the guy to collect the money. And so they go to their meetings. Vice president goes into his meetings with the Chinese officials in a very conciliatory way, you know, gives them what they want. Hunter Biden goes into his meetings with, quote, Chinese businessmen, who are not really Chinese businessmen, and he comes out with hundreds of millions of dollars of business deals. how, you know, I think that, you know, my lying eyes are not deceiving me. This is pretty clear that it's a pay-to-play scandal. It's a kickback or it's a kick forward. And it, I think, also explains why Biden himself was so reluctant ever to stand up to China in his years as Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman, in his 8 years as vice president. I mean, even during the campaign, when people were asked, well, what do you think about the China threat? Trump just talks about China, China, China. And Biden says, China, hey, come on, guys. They're no threat. They're our friends. What is the, where does bribery end and just influence begin? I don't know, but they're pretty closely tied.
Well, we spent the last 4 years with this imaginary Russian collusion story, and it will be interesting to see if the media scrutinizes every word that Joe Biden says about China, or every word that he doesn't say about China, every phone call he has with a Chinese leader, any movement of a Chinese official in terms of connecting with anybody in the Biden administration, because that's exactly what they did to Trump about Russia.
Yeah, and let's, you know, what I was thinking about the other day is, let's just look at the perspective where we're looking about the media, as you point out, and change the perspective a little bit. We're all assuming that the media, social media, Wall Street, all the people supporting Biden, they were all putting their thumb on the scale because they hated Trump and they wanted Biden to win. Shift that perspective a little bit. Where is the thumb go? What are all these stories have in common? Swalwell, Hunter Biden, et cetera. Well, they all have China in common. So what if the perspective is that these groups, these special interest groups and social media, et cetera, they're putting their thumb on the scale not because it's Biden and Trump, but because it's China? Are they so are their business interests so intertwined with China that they can't stand up to China? You know, for decades, it was always, really, we put China's interests first. There were a whole lot of reasons why. But a lot of our businessmen, Wall Street, academic institutions, politicians, it was China first. How are we going to get China to modernize? Then they're going to be our good friends. Well, Trump turned it all around and put America's interests first. And so maybe all these groups, they can't tolerate that. They're just too invested in their relationships, especially their economic relationships with China. China's a big market. Do social media, do any of these mega tech giants, do they really want to, you know, possibly insult China? Or is it more important for them to have somebody in the White House who, like you said, is going to, we're going to be watching every movie makes. I mean, I certainly am going to be watching every movie makes, because if he does not stand up to China, if we go back to China first instead of America first, I think that's a real betrayal to the nation.
Well, one quick note before we leave, KT. There's a football game this afternoon that's being played. It's the 121st edition of the Army-Navy game, first time on the Army campus since 1943. I wonder who you're rooting for.
Well, you know something? Very interesting that you brought that up, because my daughter in Florida even has her 9-month-old new baby wearing his Navy outfit, whatever that is. And yes, we are cheering for Navy. I want to point out the reason it is being played at Army is because the Maryland governor was going to lock it down if it was played at Annapolis, at least at West Point. The stadium is on West Point land, and Annapolis, the Naval Academy Stadium, is played on is paid on land that is governed by the governor of Maryland. And so Philadelphia, same. It was going to be shut down if it was held where it usually is, in Philadelphia. So the only place they could hold it was at West Point. So we'll see if that helps West Point. The one thing I would suggest to everybody, as your local traffic report, do not drive on I-95 today, because there's something like 175 buses going from the Naval Academy to West Point.
Wow. President Trump is headed that way, too. So, KT McFarland, thank you so much, as always. And a reminder, KT's book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, available at Amazon.com. And you can read the reviews there. KT, thank you.
Thank you. And go Navy, beat Army.
Okay, that's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense is next. Thank you for being with us today.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
Some of you have gotten the details. Let me give them to you if you do not know.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL. Details at WMAL.com.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The holidays are all about sitting back and sipping on eggnog. That is, until the lights go out on the front of your house and you have to search through a strand of 5,000 to find that one pesky light. You find yourself thinking, why's everything gotta be so hard? Well, at New Look, we make getting a new roof easy. We offer both virtual and on-site estimates. Use a special winter installation process to ensure shingles are sealed and tight. And we install most roofs in a single day. So all you have to do is sit back and sip away. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look to do their roof. Right now, get great holiday savings with 50% off all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.